Welcome to Living Villa Capelli, where we learn life is so much sweeter when you add a little Italian to it. And now your hosts, Paul Capelli and Stephen Crutchfield.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Living Villa Capelli. Just Stephen here again this week. Paul is still traveling, but I wanted to get some podcasts out to you guys, so I figured I'd go ahead and do another podcast real quick. This will be a nice little informative one. Since we won't have Paul here to entertain us, I'll give you some good old advice, some Italian advice on curing the cold. I've had a cold this week, so I got a lot of advice from Paul's mother and some family friends. And I thought, what better time of the year to give this advice back to you guys, because it actually works. But before we get to that, some little bit of housekeeping. excuse me, so you can hear the little phlegm still in my throat. Hopefully it's not too disturbing, guys. But I want to thank you guys so much for the support on the oil. We actually completely sold out of our 3 liters in 6 days with everything we sent on the plane. So more is coming. It left the villa this week on the boat, so it'll get there soon, hopefully. Bear with us. Just again, it was a late harvest this year, so it took us a while to get it to you, but hopefully it'll be arriving. And thank you so much for the support. We really, really appreciate it. It makes us feel good that people are really loving the oil, because we know it's a good product, and we're happy other people know it's a good product as well. And speaking of thanks, I haven't done this in a while, so I thought I'd read another review we had in iTunes. We enjoy getting these. Guys, if you feel so inclined, please head over to iTunes and give us a review. It really helps us. It helps other people know about the show and get us noticed. So this one is from Kent, forgive my pronunciation, Trabing. Listened to an on-site interview in Italy, could feel the marble floors in their voices. While the name Stephen Crutchfield doesn't sound Italian, neither does John Elkin, who's the chairman of Fiat, if you guys don't know. Thanks for the fun, adventure, and details. Well, Kent, I'm not Italian. I'm Italian by association. So that's where I am, which is kind of the next, which is the theme of this episode. We're going to be talking the cures I've learned while living here by association. So if you're feeling kind of under the weather like I was, maybe these will actually help you. I mean, these are kind of the cures that have been handed down generation to generation, and you know, for good reason. They actually do work, at least a couple of them. And I kind of wanted to do a little bit of the science behind and figure out maybe why they were working. So I have a little bit of that in here as well. But before we get into that, I have to read you my legal disclaimer here. I am not a doctor, nor do I play one on TV. All of these, quote, remedies are cures I've discovered while living here in Italy, following the advice of older family members. This podcast is meant to provide general information and discussion about medicine, health, and nutrition. The words and other content provided in this podcast and in the show notes and any linked materials are not intended and should not be construed as medical advice. If you or any other person has a medical concern, you should consult with an appropriately licensed physician or other healthcare worker. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you heard on this podcast or in the show notes or any linked materials. If you think you may have a medical emergency, please call your doctor immediately. The views expressed on this podcast and on the website have no relation to any of those of any academic, hospital, practice, or other institution with which I am affiliated. Also, I listed any of my sources, guys, you'll talk later in the show notes. So if you want to dig further into any of this, I did a little research here and there, and all those are sourced on in the show notes. But let's get right into it. So guys, you know, like I said, I was feeling under the weather, and I hate taking cold medicine. It affects me a little too much. It makes my heart race, that kind of stuff. So I try to avoid it whenever I can. I had a really bad cough, some congestion, some nasal congestion, some chest congestion. And so I kind of looked up, and these were kind of the advices I've gotten. And the number one, so we'll start out, the number one Italian cold cure is an herb tea. This is a recommendation right from Paul's mother and another family friend, Uncle Nino. They both said this, and you don't mess with those guys because you know what? They know what they're talking about. And this one really, really worked. I am an experiment of one, but it works wonders for me. I've been drinking this non-straight, and it's actually worked better than the cold medicine I did take one day. And it really stopped my cough almost immediately. Specifically, this herb tea, we're talking about sage and thyme. You can add a little bit of mint and honey. Those are kind of more optional. And you use fresh herbs if you have them, but like in the winter, it's probably easier to use dry, which is what I used. And I'll give you the recipe. This is pretty much up to your taste, but this is kind of how what I did. And then we can talk about maybe why it works. So it's about a cup and a half of hot water, really hot water, guys. And then 2 to 3 tablespoons of dried sage, a tablespoon of thyme, and a tablespoon of dried mint. I did use the mint. You mix the herbs with the hot water and let it steep for 10 minutes. And this is very important. You need at least 10 minutes to really, especially if you're using the dry herbs, to reconstitute those herbs and really get all the goodness released from the herbs, all those essential oils and all the other stuff you're trying to get out of them. I found the longer, sometimes I'll just let it sit and then I'll reheat it. And so it's kind of sitting there on the counter for a couple hours and I'll come back and get me another dose. And if it looks a little too thin, it should be fairly thick. Thick meaning like you don't want to necessarily just a little light brown liquid. It should be a pretty thick tea. Reheat it or let it sit a little bit longer or add more herbs if it's not looking too thick. And then you just strain and enjoy. You can. I don't add the honey because I don't eat any sugar. But if you want a little bit, it might help cut it a little bit. And I actually add a dash of milk to kind of help cut the herb taste because it is a strong herb taste. It's not super grassy. It is just it's not necessarily for everybody's taste. But I liked it a lot. And again, guys, this helped me to tremendously. So again, cup and a half of hot water, 2 tablespoons dried sage, a tablespoon of dried thyme, and a tablespoon of dried mint. And so there is a little bit of science behind this and why it works. First thing I thought was very interesting that I found out that thyme is officially approved in Germany as a remedy for coughs, upper respiratory infections, bronchitis, and whooping cough. So you got to love those Germans, right? But no, that's officially approved. So there's got to be a lot of science behind this. It is packed with cough suppressant compounds. Thyme flavonoids relax tracheal muscles, which are involved in coughing and also reduce inflammation. It also contains chemicals that help fight bacterial and fungal infections and minor irritations. So thyme is super, super really good for you when you're having this cough and cold. And then the other powerhouse in here is sage. It is an astringent, antiseptic, and antibacterial qualities. It has a long history of use for sore throats, coughs, and mouth inflammations, especially in Europe. People have been using it for medicinal properties in Europe for ages. So those two, sage was the one that was recommended actually by Uncle Nino and Paul's mother and the thyme as well. Those are the ones they said. They said for the cough, really use the sage, but I found the thyme helped a lot as well. You know, the mint is a good addition here, obviously for the flavor as well, but peppermint also contains menthol, which helps soothe sore throats and dry coughs. It's also a decongestion that can thin mucus and help break up phlegm. You know, so that's another good one to have in there, but the two most important are the sage and the thyme. The good thing about this for us, and hopefully you guys maybe can start this as well, is we have an abundant supply of these herbs around. We have an amazing herb garden that Paul has planted, and that's one of my favorite things. Yes, we have great tons of vegetables that we do, and fruit, and lemon trees, and orange trees we can just go out and pick. But for me, the great thing is having those fresh herbs. I never have to worry about when I'm cooking, like, oh crap, I forgot thyme at the store. I didn't forget thyme because they're just growing in the garden. I'd go clip some. Oh, I need some rosemary for the potatoes. Oh, it's right there in the garden. We have probably 50 rosemary bushes. I am not an expert gardener, but I'm going to put some links into the show notes to maybe help you if you want to start growing your own. I will say once you get some of these plants started, they are pretty hardy. Sage is a very hardy plant, drought resistant. Once you get it going, you just trim it up and it keeps coming back. Thyme, a little bit harder to get started in my experience, but again, once it's there, it's pretty hardy. Rosemary is not included in this tea, but rosemary is very hardy. great for those in the South and California or Texas. Great one. And mint, guys, mint is basically a weed. Once you plant that sucker, it's going to grow like crazy. So mint is very easy, and it's really great to have around. It's a perfect summer herb to really brighten up vegetables and stuff. But that covers our Italian cure number one. Moving on, our Italian cold cure number two, warm wine. This is for all you drinkers out there. I know you'd like this one. This is another cure directly from Paul's mother. She swears by it. I've learned not to argue. I can't say this one has worked for me personally, but I have not given this the good old boy try. I tried it with actually warm brandy one night, and I just don't like the warm alcohol. I'm not a big fan. Paul's daughter, Casey, did do this, and she swore by it. She swore it it cured her cold the last time she had one. So basically, it's mulled wine. You take some warm wine. You add a little, maybe a little cinnamon stick. Some people add a little orange or, what is it, star anise. I think Casey just did the cinnamon stick just to give it a little more flavor, warm it up. You know, the reasoning behind what Connie thinks of this is it supposedly gets you all warm. You get under a blanket, and you sweat it out. That's what she said. I was dubious if that's the reason, so I kind of looked this up, and I kind of expected, of course, you to see, like, do not drink alcohol when you're cold. Don't do this. This is good for you. Of course, what did I find? The first five links, that's as far as I went, because there were so many of them telling you that, you know what, this actually does work. There's some science behind this. So let me read you this guy's stuff. I couldn't have been more surprised that it actually has some science that this actually is good for you. This first one is from the UK. Now research has revealed that all wine is a powerful ally against a far more frequent health problem, the common cold. Doctors have discovered that drinking a moderate amount can help develop a kind of immunity against the 200 viruses that trigger the ailment. The study found that people who had more than 14 glasses of wine a week had a 40% lower risk of getting a cold than others, and the protection was even stronger for those who favored red wine over white. That's just one article. Let me see if this next one. The next one says, the common cold or rhinovirus infection is an upper respiratory tract infection that can produce mucus, congestion, and a runny nose. Infections result in inflammation, the body's natural defense mechanism that destroys bacteria and viruses. So basically they're saying the cold is basically your reaction to the virus, you're trying to get rid of it. Resveratrol, which is found in red wine, is believed to prevent two inflammation-producing molecules from being produced. And they list the molecules. I'm like, we're going to pretend to pronounce those. So it's interesting. It's kind of they're saying it's a wine is a preventive measure for getting a cold. Now, whether it helps you while you have it, that I don't know if it's showing. It might help you reduce the inflammation, which is the second article is saying. So it kind of will reduce the actual symptoms of a cold. Let me keep reading here. Oh, the next study says, studies have shown that while a cold cannot be cured by alcohol, modern alcohol consumption can increase one's resistance to the cold. One study has shown that drinking 8 to 14 glasses of red wine a week has reduced chances of getting a cold by 60%. And just to add to this, guys, a little bit of warning. Again, I'm not a doctor. You should know what medications can cause negative reactions when you're taking this, drinking alcohol. A lot of cold medications contain ingredients that should not be mixed with alcohol. So here's a list of a few of those that you should be careful if you're drinking and also taking cold medicine. Any medications for allergies, colds, and flus, cough medications, medications that ease muscle pain and fevers, acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, aspirin, and ibuprofen. So a little bit of warning there, but I was very pleasantly surprised to see that some of this tradition of having warm wine actually has some science behind it. So enjoy your wine, guys, while you have that cold. But just be careful if you're taking cold medicines along with it. Okay, Italian cold cure number three, raw garlic. Here, I'm a firm believer in the adjective, guys, raw. Basically, this comes down to when you are crushing fresh garlic, whether you slicing it, crushing it, or just biting down on it, This causes a chemical reaction that releases allicin. And allicin is a powerful antibacterial only present shortly after it's crushed and before it is heated. So once you heat it, this it goes away. It's kind of the sulfur part of the garlic that's getting released, one of those properties. I will say eating fresh garlic is supposed to knock out the cold or flu. Some experts even recommend eating a clove or two every 3 to 4 hours. I did not do this round of the cold, being blatantly honest, but I did do this, I believe it was last year, and it worked wonders for me. I really wish I would have thought about it earlier. I just kind of forgot about it. I was kind of focused on my herb tea, but it really, I do believe in this one a lot too. It worked for me. Again, I'm a study of one. If you guys have other experiences, let me know. Mama Letta, who's actually the wife of Uncle Nino, Paul's mother's best friend when they were growing up, she said her father ate 2 or 3 raw cloves of garlic every night. That was his standard kind of snack at night. And she says he never, ever got sick. And I would be remiss, guys, if I didn't recommend how to eat the chopped garlic. I've seen a couple of recommendations. Some just are a little weird to me. One was sucking on a clove of garlic for 15 minutes. Sorry, but this boy can't do that. Just a little too strong even for me. Others recommended chopping up and chewing and then drinking orange juice after. That just does not sound like it's going to help at all. It sounds a little gross, but I haven't tried that one. I just couldn't bring myself to. The next one I did try, I don't recommend it. That was chopping it up, mixing it with honey, and then eating it that way. That was nothing short of disgusting. I understand the principle with a spoonful of sugar will help the medicine go down. But in this case, that was not true whatsoever. That garlic way overpowered that honey, and it was just two things that did not go together whatsoever. But a couple things that do go with it that I found the best way was chopping up the garlic, mixing it with some of our extra virgin olive oil, and putting it on a piece of bread. And that worked really well. It's just basically a little, you know, garlic bruschetta. So I loved that one. And I really, really loved it with our sun-dried tomato spread. For whatever reason, the sun-dried tomato spread and the raw garlic go really well together. Put that on a piece of bread. It's going to still be strong, but something about it kind of mellows it out. And I could eat that all day, and I might start doing that because according to Mama Letta, I might never get sick. So those are the two I recommend, mixing it with some extra virgin olive oil or our sun-dried tomato spread. And that is Italian cold cure number 3, raw garlic. So these next two guys I included just because I thought it were fun. And some of you, your Italian Americans, you guys, or even Italians listening to this, you always know these. As a non-Italian, when I first heard of both of these next two, I did not know about them and I was kind of confused about both of them. But the first one is going to be the Italian cold cure number 4. The Il Corno or Il Cornetto, basically, which is the little horn. You guys have probably seen these guys. They're the little medallions. You might see a little red, and if you're a dumb German white boy like me, you thought they were a red pepper. They're actually supposed to represent a horn. You've probably seen these hanging off maybe somebody's rearview mirror on their keychain. But basically, let me take a step back. This comes from the evil eye, or in Italian, the malocchio, so the bad eye, the evil eye, malocchio. It's a superstition. It's basically found all over the Mediterranean. You know, every culture has its own sort of form of this. What they do all have in common is the evil eye is caused by jealousy or envy. And usually the person who's envying you, they don't do it on purpose to make you, to give you the evil eye. They kind of look at you and they might be a little bit jealous. And then when they leave, they've left you with this bad evil eye, which is attributed to all kinds of maladies from headaches to, you know, stomach aches to colds, all kind of, basically they're making you sick with this evil eye. And supposedly this charm, this Il Cornetto, it wards off of this evil eye. Why? I don't know. there were some other kind of explanations here and there, but none of them made a whole lot of sense to me. But basically, you've seen this again before. It's a little red. It looks like a chili pepper, but it's not. It's a twisted horn shaped, often made of gold, silver, kind of terracotta or red coral, or sometimes you'll probably see them now, plastic, you know, and They were supposed to, they said, resemble a twisted horn of an animal from Africa, but through the years they've kind of become more stylized and less horn-like. That's why I personally thought they were a chili pepper. They are, so they're supposedly ward off the evil eye. So that's another way to keep you from getting the cold. The other one that's related to this also, you guys might have known this, the monocornuta, which also wards off the evil eye. Basically, this is the horn. Mono is the hand horn. So it's made by extending the pinky and index finger like a pair of horns, almost like, you know, the heavy metal guys who salute, you know, they put up their hands like making horns. Or if you're from the University of Texas like me, it's how you hook 'em horns for Texas. But you have to point down. That is the most important thing. To ward off the evil eye. If you point up, I did not know this when I first came here, basically you're insulting somebody by saying that they are a cuckold. If you don't know what a cuckold is, that means that their spouse is cheating on them. And normally it means their spouse is cheating on them, but also they're being cheated on. Everybody knows it but them. So it's a horrible insult, especially in Italy. So you never point up, but if you want to ward off the evil eye, you point down. And that's another form. Sometimes you'll see charms like that as long on necklaces so that they're hanging down and they're always pointing down. And that's another way to ward off the evil eye. And sadly, surprisingly, I could not find any scientific studies to cover either one of these cures or protections. So I'm going to have to move on from that and move on to the cold cure number 5. And this one is extremely important to Italians. I've discovered this. Basically, you're avoiding un colpo d'aria. So basically, that means the fault of the wind. Basically, that's a bad translation of what those words mean. So basically, what this is Italians, I think Paul and I have talked about this before, but Italians are deathly afraid of getting hit by a gust of wind or a breeze. I used to think it was a cool breeze, but it doesn't have to be a cool breeze. Basically, it just has to be a breeze. It could be 110 degrees outside. And if you have a fan directly on somebody, or you open a car window when you're driving in the country, oh my gosh, you could be causing a whole range of health issues. From a stiff neck, to a headache, to even a cold or emphysema, whatever you do. If you come down with something sick, it was probably because you opened the window and you got a colpo d'aria. And Italians avoid this at all costs. They will even wear scarves in the summer, no joke. They won't open their windows at night in case there's a slight breeze, you know, and if they're sweating, that's when it's worse. If you're sweating and then you have a breeze, oh, no, you might as well call the doctor right away because you're going to get sick. Again, I could not find any scientific studies on this, but I have heard this by the thousands and millions of Italians who firmly believe in this. So maybe if enough of them believe this, it must be true. So to avoid the cold, guys, avoid a good stiff breeze. So again, those are our 5 Italian remedies to cure the common cold. The first one being, again, the herb tea with sage, thyme, and hopefully a little mint. Some warm wine. So toast yourselves, guys. I know the drinking game wasn't in play this time because Paul wasn't here to correct me in my bad pronunciation of Italian words, but you can still swig that warm wine and feel better. And then chow down some raw garlic. And if you're really feeling the bad juju, pick up an il cornetto and avoid a cold breeze. That does it for me right now. I want to point out, guys, we do have a new sponsor. Audible is sponsoring the podcast now. And with today's podcast, you can get a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial. Just visit audibletrial.com/capelli. So audibletrial.com/CAPPELLI. You just sign up there and you'll get a free audiobook and a free 30-day trial. You get over 180,000 titles to choose from, guys. You can play those on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. I've used them. It's pretty cool when I'm, you know, if I'm not listening to a podcast when I'm working around at the villa, I do listen to audiobooks, and it's a great way to while you're doing chores, you can be listening to something or you're driving in the car. It's a great way to catch up on stuff. I use a lot for business books and stuff like that. So I highly recommend this. Again, that website is audibletrial.com/Capelli and get your free audiobook and free 30-day trial. So if you guys have any other Italian remedies or cures for the common cold or any cures, I'd love to hear about them. Leave me a comment in the show notes. This would be at livingvillacapelli/30. Send me an email. There's also a place to leave us a voicemail on the website. So we'd love to hear from you guys and feature you on the podcast. So thank you guys again for all your support. We'll be back next week. Same bat channel, same bat time, this time with Mr. Paul Capelli. So please join us then. And thank you so much again for all your support. Until next time, arrivederci.